Hello?
Hello, Mr. Canfield.
Hi.
Hi.
We're just playing some phone tag, I guess. Just let you
Yeah.
know this phone call is being audio recorded. It's automatic at the beginning of the call.
I gathered that by listening to your previous calls there on your website. Full
Okay.
disclosure. Yeah.
Cool. So I got your email and the subpoena. You can probably guess that I am calling to ask about the as this is an ongoing investigation part. As you've probably seen, if you're familiar with the site, my policy is to publish after they've been complied with, publish all subpoenas with usernames revoked, as well as email the user to let them know as I feel is their right that the records have been subpoenaed. So I guess my more direct question is, if there's any law that you can direct me to that would gag me, I guess, saying that I can't release this information and inform the user that the records have been subpoenaed.
I know that the RSMO number on it right now escapes me. I could look it up and call you right back. It's more of a prosecutor question. It's not something I run into all the time.
I guess a cooperative question, I guess, would be if there is I'm not going to ask the details of the case, but if there's like a period of time that you would want me to wait that would be appropriate before I inform the user, I'd be willing to do that because I think I do understand the investigative process and I understand why you wouldn't want me to inform the user. However, you probably understand my position as a service provider to respect my users' rights to know that their records have been subject to communication with law enforcement.
Certainly. Do you believe about a week would be enough time?
That is fine with me. So if let me know if this situation works with you then. Once I comply and provide you the data for the subpoena, I will publish the subpoena, which would mean that people online would see, Boone County, Missouri. But I would censor the username and not email them and not inform them that the records have been subpoenaed until 7 days after I've provided the information to you.
That sounds fine by me.
Okay. I'm glad that we were able to get through this without me talking to a lawyer because I really didn't want to do that. So thank you. I think that's. Oh, the other thing is the business records affidavit. If I'm actually required to fill that out, because I don't actually know what some of these like lines are meant to be, or if
Sure.
I can just email you the data and if that would be sufficient.
Usually just emailing the data works for as far as our prosecutors. I've yet to have one that demands that you show up in person, especially since you're an out-of-state entity.
Okay. Well, it's like it's saying to fill this out and sign it and return it. Can I like skip that and just give you the data and so I don't have to worry about what all this says when I'm signing?
We could do that, or I could go through it line by line with you. Makes no difference to me.
Okay. If I can just respond to the email, provide you the data, and that would be sufficient, I think that would be the most beneficial thing for the both of us.
Sure. At this time, I believe that's okay. However, if I talk to my prosecutor and they tell me I must have this signed by you, I may give you a follow-up call.
Okay, that's fine with me. This number reaches me. Just out of curiosity, when you called before, were you able to hear what I said to you?
I was.
Okay, it's VoIP, so it works differently when it's not on Wi-Fi. So
Sure.
I don't actually know if it works, but I do know. So I will process that and send it to you, and then in 1 week I will inform the user.
Right, Mr. Canfield, I appreciate your cooperation.
Thank you.
All right,
Bye-bye.
have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.